Hey, welcome back. Today's lesson is called Secret Speech. So there's something that I believe about approach anxiety and about getting over approach anxiety being the fear that we naturally occur or naturally respond with whenever we see someone we're attracted to. And that thing that I believe about that is that it's a muscle, that approach anxiety is a sign of a weak social or weak interaction muscle. And if you work it out, you will see results. So the more you talk to people, the more you sort of push past this approach anxiety, the less it affects you later on. Now, that's true, I believe, and I've seen the results from that, and I do teach that. I think it's a great method. But I also think that there are a lot of other muscles or social muscles that we do have that we're not really aware of. One of them is this muscle that allows us to complement or to what's called have cooperative dynamics. Cooperative dynamics is the highest level of value that you can possibly have. People who are leaders, who are in charge of very large groups of people, who are very inspiring and motivating, are typically at a cooperative dynamic level of value. And what that basically means is that they let other people, they help to make other people feel better or feel valuable about themselves, and in turn, they lead people because of that. So, the interesting thing I found about people who have cooperative dynamics or cooperative value is that they all do one thing. They all compliment people because people typically really appreciate compliments. Now, they really genuinely compliment people. It's not like some sort of a half-assed, haphazardly compliment that's sort of on the wayside that they do whatever and they say, hey, good job, and then they don't really mean it or they're secretly jealous. They are genuinely complimenting people. But the problem is that if you don't compliment people very often, it's really difficult to just walk up to someone you don't know or walk up to somebody that you do know even and to compliment them. So what today's lesson is all about is this secret speech pattern that involves you complimenting people when it comes to your mind. One way to get over approach anxiety, it's a little test that people do, a little game they play, is to do what's called the 3-second rule, or some people called the 2-second rule, whatever. It's just, it basically means that immediately after you see a woman you're attracted to, you approach immediately and you go talk to her, even if you don't know what you're going to say. In fact, especially if you don't know what you're going to say, you go and you talk to her. Now, that helps out a lot because our excuse processes kick in at around 5 seconds or 4 seconds. So if you can start to act during your excuse processes, they won't actually hold you back. So an excuse process would be something like, I don't need to go over there and talk to her. She's probably got a million dudes talking to her, or I'm not that attractive, or I've even heard things like I'm tired, or it's cold in here. Things that have no relevance whatsoever to you talking to a girl, but these excuse processes start to come up after about 4 seconds or so. So if you can approach immediately, then you bypass that approach anxiety, and you bypass that fear, that hesitation. Now there are just in the same sort of way that works, there are also ways to use that to compliment people and to be of high social value. The way that you do this is when you see somebody that you find something you can compliment them with, then you have to act immediately and just sort of say it. It has to just come out of your mouth. For example, whenever I started doing this, I was working at a cafe actually in North Carolina. And I sort of came across this idea accidentally through studying psychology. And I came up with the idea that if I had complimented people immediately as soon as I met them, that my interactions would start to go into a different direction. That maybe they would, the attraction would happen immediately, and I would have sort of this natural, deep, strong ability to attract women on a very visceral level, on a very sexual level. And because I started trying this out, I had a constant stream of women coming through because it was a cafe. So I just started complimenting them. And I did it in sort of an interesting way. And I really want you to try this out. And your mission for today and for the next couple of days is going to be to compliment using this technique as many times as possible. So if you just come straight out and you say a compliment, it can be a little bit intimidating. In fact, it can seem a little bit fake or forced. So instead of coming straight out and going, "Hi, you have beautiful legs," which is actually a nice compliment to give to someone. So instead of just coming right out and saying that, you might start a conversation and then stop in the middle of the conversation and compliment and then go back to the conversation again. This is very crucial. A lot of guys go through a stage, and so did I, where I would compliment and then pause and wait for a reaction. If you wait for a reaction, people get weirded out because they think that you're trying to get something from them. And so instead of waiting for a reaction, you're going to stop in the middle of a conversation, give your compliment, and then continue as if you never said it in the first place. So for my example, the time when I was working at the cafe was I would go, all right, hey, welcome to the cafe that I was working at. Say, welcome, what can I get you? And they would say, oh, I'll take a medium latte. And I would go, you know, you have really beautiful eyes. And then they would go, wow. And I go, okay, so medium latte. All right, cool, got it. That'll be $4.25. And I just kept going. And I basically did not give any credit to my own compliment. So here's what happens. We operate on sort of a level of our system of checks and balances when it comes to compliments, when it comes to value. And what I mean by that is that when we give a compliment or we give value, there's always a return on that value. We always get something back. Now, it depends on what we want at the moment. If we want something immediate, then we get that immediate reaction. But if we don't take that immediate reaction, we don't look for some sort of a thank you or, oh my God, that's amazing or whatever, then we don't actually give them the opportunity yet to give value back. And what this means is they have to try to give us value. This is a really crucial concept. The more someone has to try to give you value, the more you are worth to them, the more attractive you become, and the more of a source of their happiness you become. So basically what this does is if I sit there and I wait for her reaction and wait for her to say, oh, thank you so much, that's really great. Wow, that's, no one ever says that to me, and I sort of harp on it for a minute and talk. That's my reward. That's her giving me a reward right there. And I get nothing more than that. Typically, I have to give her then another compliment in order to get another reward. But instead, if you ignore that section, you say a compliment and you don't want anything back, what they will do is give you larger value over time. So if I keep sort of denying the value, going, oh, okay, thank you, yeah, no problem. So I'll get you your drink, blah, blah, here you go. I don't give her any more attention. I just kind of give her a drink, and then I would go on to the next person. So I've noticed that after I started really learning how to do this, the women that I would give the drinks to would stand next to the counter and just stare at me. I mean, there would be five customers would go by at the time when I was working there, and this one woman would just be standing there staring at me. And then when I get a break, she would go, so what's your name? And that's when I knew I was always actually onto something, is that I was creating attraction from this compliment. So I've tried a bunch of different ways. The best way I found to do it, though, is to have a conversation, start one, and then in the middle of it, just sort of stop and say a compliment, and then continue as if nothing else had happened. And the way that you do this is you have to sort of control the muscles in your face. If you have this like nervous, like, hey, you have really beautiful eyes, and then you go, anyway, so what else were we talking about again? And you sort of get scattered a little bit. They're going to think that's kind of cute, most likely, but it's not going to be an attractive, you know, powerfully manly compliment sort of, and a powerfully manly sort of value and attraction that they'll have. Instead, they'll have this, oh, he's a really cute guy, and he's really nervous around me, and that's kind of cute. You don't want that reaction. You do not want that reaction. What you want instead is a, oh my God, no one's ever said that to me before. You know, I've even said things that aren't necessarily compliments, that are just, they're called pattern interrupts. And this is basically the idea that we create patterns over time, and I'll go into this deeper in another video, but we create patterns over time that we sort of automatically go into and automatically do. These are habits, things that we just sort of go on autopilot response and we do these things over and over again. Have you ever gotten into a car, or if you've ever gotten into a car, and you've driven somewhere and gotten out of the car and went inside and then forgot, like weren't aware at all how you got there? I mean, you know you drove, but you don't remember the trip, really? Maybe little flashes of what happened? This is because when you get into the car, you have an autopilot response. You've learned how to put your driving mechanism into your subconscious mind. And so instead of being absolutely aware of it all the time, now you're not so aware of it anymore. It's just kind of happening. It's not a big deal. So this is the same kind of idea. We do this with lots of things, not just with driving. So the cool thing about autopilot responses is that when we wake up out of them in the middle of an autopilot response, we remember specifically what happens in that moment. So if you can wake someone else up out of their autopilot response, then you will be the only person they remember for that day sometimes, sometimes even for that entire month. You'll be the only person they can think about when they go to remember what happened that past month. So it's a really powerful technique. One thing I used to do besides compliment is, and I remember specifically saying this at one point, I was working at another restaurant at some point, and a woman walked up to me. And keep in mind, these are not very high value jobs. I mean, I was a barista at a cafe, and I was a restaurant, a server at a restaurant, not high up in the food chain, nothing. And it was where I had most of my success with women before I became a dating coach, was when I was working at these crap jobs that didn't pay anything. So keep that in mind. I still look back on those times in my life as times when, in which I had the most abundant amount of women in my life. Now, of course, I have a relationship, exclusive relationship, but at the time I was polyamorous, and I had lots and lots of women just coming through my life, coming into my life. And so what I did then when I was working at the restaurant is I was doing something, and the woman asked me a question, and I said, I didn't even answer her question. I just said, have you ever met somebody and you don't know why, but for some reason you just feel like you've known them your entire life? And that's it. I didn't say anything else. I just looked at her. And she just could not move. She was completely paralyzed with this fascination about me, about what was going on, about who I was. She just stood there wide-eyed, sort of, as we call, doe-eyed for a bit. And then she goes, yeah, yeah. And I said, yeah, it's weird. And then I just kept going back to what I was doing. And then she, of course, was like, what's your name? Who are you? Where'd you come from? What are you doing here? You know, tons of questions about this. But ultimately what I'm doing is I'm creating this space of where I'm allowed to say whatever I want to, and I draw her into my frame. And one way that I do that is by complimenting them. So I want you to, today and tomorrow and the next day, actually as many times as you can, for as long as you possibly can, I want you to add this sort of tool to your tool belt. I want you to begin to compliment people. Now, in the beginning, it may be difficult to think of something to compliment someone on. Just whatever comes to mind in the beginning, if it's, you know, even if it's something like, you know, I don't normally say this, and this is kind of a weird thing to say to somebody, but you have nice tits. I mean, they're just beautiful. I just thought I'd say that. I've said that before several times. Actually, in bars, it's great, especially someone who is pushing their tits together, like wearing a push-up bra or something. They know they're doing that. They spend time getting ready. They look in the mirror, and they go, hey, I have cleavage. Great. You know, I want guys to look at my cleavage tonight. I want to be sexy. But if you say it in a way that's like, you look down and you're getting visceral all the time, like a, man, I want your tits. Wanting someone's tits and complimenting their tits are two totally different things. So in the beginning, just compliment. Don't show any kind of neediness. If there's a neediness, it gets creepy and it makes them want to leave the interaction. So instead of doing that, just compliment and want nothing back. This will be one of the single most effective techniques and sort of tools that you can add to your tool belt that will help you in so many different positions with people, not just women, but men as well, at your jobs, at your workplace, at your, you know, around your neighborhood, with your friends, with your family. This is sort of creating this ability to be able to compliment people at will is one of the most powerful things that you can do. Go ahead and do that. I want you to think right now of something that you can say to someone that you know, that you've always meant to say and never have. Something that you just, when you see them, you think this is a great thing about them, but you've never told them. I want you to think of that right now, and this video is going to end. I want you to write that down. I want you to fold that piece of paper up, and I want you to put it in your back pocket. And I want you to remember, next time you're with this person, it'll be in your back pocket. I want you to remember to tell them that. And keep it in your back pocket until you tell them. If you never tell them, you'll have that in your back pocket every day. At nighttime, take it out, put it on your dresser, go to sleep, wake up, take it off your dresser, put it in your pocket, and keep doing that every single day. Have it with you everywhere you go until you tell them this compliment, and then get rid of it. And so what I want you to do is I want you to create a belief and understand that you are the kind of guy. You're the kind of guy that just compliments people. That's what you have to believe about yourself. If you're not the kind of guy that just compliments people whenever he wants to, then this is not going to work out for you. You have to become that guy. You have to become the kind of person that just compliments people whenever they find a compliment. So go ahead and try that right now. Thanks for watching, and I will see you in the next video.